Blog Talk Radio.
With Angela Butler. Today's topic are numerous. The first thing that I would like to say is congratulations to the state that I live in, Florida, for passing on November 6th the right for felons to vote. I don't believe people should continuously be punished and have their civil rights violated for over 150 years or 153 years because they're felons and they've served their time and they've got out of prison. And in Florida, as in most places, they're overwhelmingly black people. I'm happy about that. I'm happy that felons, ex-felons have the right to vote. That's a great start. I'm also happy with the bipartisan support for prison reform and criminal justice reform. A shout out to Mr. James Hoston Jr. and Reverend Lionel Gantt and other people who've been on Show Talk with Angela Bullock. Shout out for your success and thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butt to make people more aware of what's going on in the criminal justice system and the unfairness of it for black Americans. I'm happy about that. Real happy about all of that. I'm glad that so many people are trying to get this passed before the holidays. So I think it's great. I don't see anything wrong with first start. I think it's a great start. I'd like to say thanks to Kim Kardashian and Kanye West also, who are celebrities, and Mr. Van Jones and Melissa Mellon also. Thank you all for what you did, and Mr. Bill Gates. I think this is wonderful. About first start, and I really hope it passes. I'd just like to say one thing. They should also be allowed to be made to get count 2 years, and every 6 months after that, it should not be a violation if they don't get receive therapy. I would like to say that, and perhaps some support for the family, especially the children, you know, grandparents for raising children, some financial support. I don't know how much, 300, 400, I don't know, for each child while they're in prison. Because grandparents, grandparents are raising their grandkids, and they're not all sitting in rocking chairs or traveling or globe hopping. Everybody's not that lucky. The First Step Act, H.R. 5682, is a great one. It's a start. I think it's a great thing. Also, I think it's great that they would like to hire Americans, including those looking for a very special job in the black. according to President Trump. I think this is great, and I'm glad about Thankful Daughters of Liberty who got involved in this. It's also the newest sentence is for low-risk inmates to learn the skills they need to find employment, avoid old habits, and follow the laws in their release to serve. I like all that. These incentives will encourage them to just a vocational training, educational course, or a faith-based program. And he said he'd like to thank Paula White very much, Trump did. Also, the bill includes reasonable citizen reforms while keeping dangerous and violent criminals off our streets. Well, that's great. Reasonable sentences responsible for keeping dangerous and violent criminals off our streets. Of course, it's about nonviolent offenders here. He taught, they talk about Miss Alice Johnson served 21 years, and she had, I think he said, another 25 or so to go. She would have been in prison for 25 years. She's been in prison for 21 years. She had maybe 25 more years to go. And also, I'm glad it rose that provision of the Clinton crime law that disproportionately harmed the African American community. I'm glad it rose that back and helped with Obama's 2010 law that went in effect and broadens them. Well, not broadens them, but expands them. So I think all this is great. I'm real happy about Fresh Start, the bill. I'm praying that it passes before the holidays. Like I said, that's all good news. What I also like to talk about is employment discrimination. Now, employment discrimination is not something widely discussed. Most Black Americans know the types of discrimination, age, disability, well, most people in America, not just Black Americans, age, disability, equal pay compensation, genetic information, harassment, national origin, pregnancy, race, color, religion, retaliation, sex, sexual harassment. Most of us know that this is prohibited, but we also know that it still goes on too much. In the job, on the job, especially regarding disability and race and equal pay. I don't know how many people have worked on a job and saw that fair job discrimination because of race or disability or pregnancy, but I've been one of those people. You would think it was all over and did with after the affirmative action act and all of that, but actually it's not. And that's why these laws are in place where you can sue and things like that. And, you know, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission under Title VII, Civil Rights Act of 1964, the Age Discrimination Employment Act of 1967, the American Disabilities Act of 1990, Bankruptcy Act, Civil Rights Act of 1964, the Civil Rights Act of 1991, Equal Pay Act 1963, Genetic Information Non-Discrimination Act of 2008, Immigration Reform and Control Act of 1986, the Ledbetter Fair Pay Act of 2009, Notification of Federal Employees Anti-Discrimination Retaliation Act of 2002, No Fear Act, the Older Workers Benefit Protection Act of 1990, Pregnancy Discrimination Act of 1978, Rehabilitation Act of 1970, also Section 1981, Sexual Harassment in the Workplace, Civil Rights Act of 1964, the Uniform Service Employment and Reemployment Rights Act, and the Vietnam Era Veterans Readjustment Assistance Act of 1970, youth at work. The two I'm going to talk mainly about is 3, Age Discrimination, American with Disabilities Act of 1998, and Civil Rights Violations for Wages and Pay and Promotion and Employment. Discrimination, regardless of what anyone says, is still rampant on the job. Some people say, well, there's not unions. The employer gets to make all these decisions about the corporation. Some corporations are black employers. They're not really any labor unions. And when they are, and when there are labor unions, sometimes governors intervene, such as in Michigan, Detroit, Michigan, where they take away people's rights and make them retire early. So basically what I like to say is I believe these laws to be broad with employment discrimination, and I'll get the police brutality. But I believe there should be jail or prison time for certain types of discrimination, such as sexual harassment and race discrimination and disability discrimination. And the reason for this, the reason I said is because when you're a company that has, let's say, 100 employees or 3,000 employees or 10,000 employees or 600 employees, it doesn't really hurt to get sued. It may cause a wrinkle, but no one really will discriminate in employment when you're a corporation especially. And in Florida, I don't know about most states, but in Florida, there's not a whole lot you can do unless it's discrimination, sexual harassment on the job, or something like that. It's not a whole lot of recourse you have because the employers have the right to fire you for pretty much any reason. So basically what I'm saying, the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, EEOC, have federal discrimination laws that prohibit that. But I don't believe it's going far enough. I believe there should be jail time for discrimination by employers and corporations, because it's like when you hire someone, you put them in a management position, even if they're an employee, but especially management, they are in charge of, they're representing you, the company, the corporation, the LLC, or whatever. And overwhelmingly, when you discriminate on race and on someone's race or disability, I believe people should be held more accountable, especially with race and disability discrimination. It's wrong. And with pay, like, if you're on a job for them, and I've experienced this numerous times, if you're on a job and you hired for a position, I do not believe you should be fired for not doing things that are not in your job description. Which is, you know, I don't believe you should be retaliated against for schooling either. I believe people should have the right to keep their jobs, which they do now. And sometimes it's dangerous to keep a job on a job because if you get injured or something, they're just gonna let you stay injured or take the time calling an ambulance or police or whatever. I believe jail time, if someone is injured because of discrimination or they're retaliated against because of discrimination or race, I believe there should be jail time, at least 10 months in jail, I wouldn't take it as far as prison to submit for sexual harassment, but I truly believe that there should be jail time for race discrimination. Because I've experienced it numerous times. Everybody's not going to agree with this. They say, well, you can already sue, you can do this, you can do that. But retaliation is real. Whether it's in law enforcement that they retaliate or in employment, retaliation is real. It's not something imagined or made up or something people do to just get money. It's real. And it causes stress and it causes all types of stress and things that aren't really conducive to the person who is being discriminated against. Now, there was a time when slaves weren't paid at all. The slaves, back in the 1817 and 1800s were not paid. And I like to say this, which is off topic, but I do not believe there are only maybe 1,000 people that were lynched, or 600 people or 500 people that were lynched within the South. I happen to know there's much more, and that the lynches are still going on today, but they're being called suicide. And how anyone gets in a tree and hangs themselves without a ladder, I do not know. But like I said, that's off topic. But basically what I'm saying, if you've ever been on a job, and you're doing the manager's job for them, you're training people for them, and you're getting paid, let's say, minimum wage. That's unfair. When the boss is getting $15, $17, $20 an hour, and you're getting $8 or $9 an hour. That's unfair. And I also believe that the minimum wage should be raised throughout the America. I'm not going to call it United, but I do believe that minimum wage should be raised also. That's to a living wage. Not a minimum wage, but a living wage. It should be called the living wage. And equal pay, I believe in equal pay for equal work. I believe in all that. I believe that men and women the same work are given equal pay for equal work, and that the jobs need not to be identical. I understand that with U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. I understand all of those things. But it has to be broad. I believe it should be broadened to include jail time. The reason I said jail time and not prison time, that I believe there should be jail time, that it should be a misdemeanor to discriminate against race and disability. And yes, I am grateful and happy about what, you know, the bipartisan effort that is going on with Fresh Start. That's something I've talked about on Show Talk with Angela Butler for a very long time. I really believe there should be jail time for race discrimination, disability discrimination on the job, at least a misdemeanor. I don't believe there's enough punishment for that type of discrimination or retaliation. When you cannot get a job for suing someone, years, 10 and 15 years later, that's unfair. And I believe if the punishment were a little stricter, there would be less job discrimination, employment discrimination, race discrimination, disability discrimination. I personally believe that the title, one of the American Disabilities Act of 1990. That's my own personal opinion. Personal opinion should go further. A lot of people won't agree. I believe here in Florida there are no labor unions that I know of. That I know of. There may be some that I don't know about them, about labor unions. I know here in Florida it's a at-will state and they can fire you for just about any reason. They don't have to really have a reason to fire you, especially if it's within 90 days. The only thing you really spoof for is sexual harassment, for discrimination, that is sexual harassment, race, and age discrimination. I do not believe in age discrimination either. I think it is wrong to discriminate against someone just because they're old, getting older or elderly. And they're getting their retirement, and to discriminate might just stop them from getting their full 401k is ridiculous. I also believe that should be addressed under the current administration, under the new Fresh Start bill that's being introduced, and I do hope it passed, but I also hope they include this in there, that job discrimination, especially for race, age, and disability, because there are going to be disabled people coming out of prison under this new program, under this new bill. So I'm hoping that the EEOC and the current administration and the House of Representatives and all of them look at affirmative action, age discrimination, American disabilities. They cannot roll it back but add more punishment to it for those things, because it's real. It's real. Discrimination is real, regardless of what job you're on. It's real. It's not something that just stops with slavery or the past of affirmative or affirmative action. It didn't stop. The job discrimination didn't stop just because you can be paid minimum wage. I do believe in living wage. Also, I'd like to go a little bit further and talk about something. It's the police murders. I have policemen in my family. I have sheriffs in my family, state detectives who's married into the family, law enforcement. I'm just all types of criminal defense attorneys, all kinds of law enforcement in my family. So I'm not against law enforcement, but none of them have ever killed anyone. You understand? In Alabama, Georgia, and Florida, none of those black police officers and law enforcement officers and people who are narcotics detectives and over narcotics departments did not kill anyone. And I just think it's ridiculous, the killings that are going on, because none of my family members or people married into my family have ever murdered anyone. And I know there's a better way to kill someone than to shoot to kill. I know there's a better way. You do not have to kill those people. I'm certain of it. I've had law enforcement officers in my family since the 1980s. So, chief of police. So I know there's another way. I know there's I've known relatives, in-laws, the bus people never killed anyone. So this is just murder to me. It's murder what the police are doing, and it's murder what America is letting them do. And telling me that the laws are mostly made for white people to protect themselves from other white people, this isn't flying with me. It's not resonating with me. It's not. I'm not buying it. I'm just not buying that. I believe it's true to a certain extent, but I don't believe that's all there is to it. It's just something I personally don't believe, and that's the truth. I don't believe that that this is just something that they did to stop protect white people from white people, because there are so many dead black people by police. And yes, all lives matter, but black lives matter because we're only, 12-13% of the United States population. Well, the census says we're like 18% now. The census telling USCensus.gov. They have this little digital clock that rolls over, so there's 18%. 17.9%, which is great. You know, I'm glad the population in the United States is increasing. I'm happy about Fresh Start. I'm praying that it passed before the holidays. I'm happy about nonviolent defendants such as Ms. Danielle Metz, who was on the Angela Butler Show, and later on Show Talk with Angela Butler. I'm glad President Obama sent her home from California on federal assistance for life sentences are just too long to be in prison for nonviolent drug offenses. And I'm praying that they address a mandatory minimum sentence, which is a one-size-fits-all law or bill when every drug offense is different. I'm glad they're that's in the works, mandatory minimum sentence. I'm glad it's that judge is going to have more discretion with that. I'm glad that there's a good chance that tens of thousands or thousands of people will be let out of prison because of the severity of mandatory minimum sentences. It's great. It's all great. And President Obama, shout out to you, sir. So I'm happy about all of that. I just believe the discrimination laws to go a little further in employment. It should be at least a misdemeanor and up to less than a year in jail. That's my opinion. Many people won't agree. but discrimination is real. Discrimination affects everyone, especially black people here in this country. I believe that's a, that should be from jail time for sexual harassment also. So more than just civil damages, it should go further. Also with race particularly, and age and disability, but especially race. Disability discrimination is real. I've endured it. No promotions, things like that, not able to work. But, you know, God is blessing me nevertheless. So, everyone, I want to say thank you for this show talk. I mean, you've got so much to be blessed for. And, you know, I really hope First Start takes it a step further and offers counseling and financial support to families, especially those with children who have one parent incarcerated or both parents. It was no more than $400 for each child. America's a rich, capitalistic country. They can afford it here in America. They can start talking about the trillions of dollars that America's in debt to. That's debt. I really don't believe America's that far in debt. If they are, then they need to stop fighting these senseless wars and learn how to budget. Because there's no such thing as America being bankrupt. I don't believe America is in bankruptcy. What I believe is Republicans like to spend in bars. That's what I believe the Republicans do more so than the Democrats. I believe they like to spend money that isn't really theirs, but they don't spend their own money. That's my personal opinion. So I may not be liked for it, but that's the way I feel. I also look forward to hoping and hopefully that stations of state prisons and federal state prisons will be outlawed in America. Putting prisons on the stock market is ridiculous. It's another form of slavery. You work them for pennies or pay them nothing but for pennies on the dollar. Then you privatize it. And then, after you privatize, you violate every human right, every civil right they have. Then you put it on the stock market and work them for pennies on the dollar. That is ridiculous. That's another form of slavery, Jim Crow, whatever you want to call it. Privatization of prison is slavery. They have no rights in them because they don't have to really go by state law or federal law in those prisons. There's no consequences. There's no punishment if you abuse them and beat them or kill them. It's just fair. It's completely unfair. It was unfair for day one that you can imprison people and then privatize it, make them work for pretty much free, free labor, which is slavery. And understand that you lose all your rights under Title Amendment 13, understand what citizens, the law of citizens means and all those things. I get it. That's another thing I like to address, the law about citizens. Okay, everyone, I want you to listen to this. I want everyone to listen to this. Okay. In general, a member of a free city or dual society possessing all the rights and privileges, this is what citizen means, privileges which can be enjoyed by any person under its constitution and government and subject to the corresponding duties in American law. Okay. Now I want to skip to something. In this law dictionary about citizens. And this should be changed, abolished. Okay, this is what citizen means in the law dictionary. In the law dictionary and in law, in a more extended sense, under the word citizen are included all white persons born in the United States and naturalized persons born of the same health not lost their right as such. species includes men, women, and children. Citizens are either natives, born or naturalized. Native citizens may fill any office. Naturalized citizens may be elected, appointed to any office under the Constitution and accept the office of president and vice president. The Constitution provides that citizens of each state shall be entitled to all the privileges and immunities of citizens in several states. It says all natives are not citizens of the United States. The descendants of the Aborigines and those of African origin are not entitled to the rights of citizens. Anterior to the adoption of the Constitution of the United States, each state had the right to make citizens of its persons as it pleased. That Constitution does not authorize any but white persons to become citizens of the United States, and it must therefore be presumed that no one is a citizen who is not white. A citizen of the United States residing in the state of the Union is a citizen of that state. We all know, most of us that have listened to the interviews on Show Talk with Angela Butler over the past almost 9 years of January 2nd, know about Amendment 13 and Amendment 4 now about citizens. All that needs to be abolished. The Constitution does. Certain things, but the problem with changing things in the Constitution is the devil's going to want to change things to help people and benefit him. That's the only problem about all this. These are laws that were way back then in slavery. It was the same thing with almost over 150 years of fellas not being to vote in elections here in Florida. In November 6, 2018, they now have the right to vote, which is wonderful. I hope they all vote, whoever, no matter who they vote for. You know, just like here with the elections here in Florida. I believe Gilliam has won, in my personal opinion. If they don't cheat around it, I try to send him to prison. So that's what they're trying to do. They already have some of his administration on the investigation. They're already talking about money he spent, which was his own money that he spent. And there were things going on in 2013 that they're bringing up now in 2018 here in Florida about Mr. Gilliam, who's running for governor here in Florida, who's the Democratic nominee, who I feel is good. But they're already trying to get criminal charges on him, which there are no criminal charges to be brought. He's proven everything. Everything was in his brother's name. I mean, so they're already trying to send another black man to prison and take him away from his wife and family. And that is ridiculous. But that's what Florida is known for. Me and my family have a saying, you come to Florida on vacation and you leave our state on probation. Florida is a prison state. It's a state where you can kill people, with stand your ground. If stand your ground should be kept in its original form, stand your business or your home or yourself, your family or your property. Not if I'm in the panhandle of Florida, which I am, which Gilliam lost just about all of the panhandle of Florida within those counties, but there's not hardly any blacks or Mexicans here or Indians here or anyone like that here. So it's a very small population to panhandle of Florida, Panama City Beach, Destin, Florida, Tripoli, Florida, Washington County, Florida, Jackson County, Florida, Holmes County, Florida. It's very few black people here where I live at in the panhandle of Florida. So you can imagine kind of what it's like, even though we have a black mayor where I live. I've had two black mayors who aren't elected, but, you know, they still have this feeling here, and they're still unfairly treating black people here. But that's beyond, that's another show altogether, including my family, and I don't like it at all because I love my family like most people. But what I'm saying is this law here about citizens, the definition of citizen S.542,23L.ED.588.U.S.V.Westler 18U.S.54L.ED.613 citizens are inhabited are not synonyms. That's ridiculous. We're human beings. We're not three-fifths of a person. Those laws way back right after slavery was ended, when the whites were scared here in Florida that black people were going to treat them the same way that they treated them during civil discrimination, kill, enslave, murder, rape, breed them. And no such thing was likely to happen at all. So this is just ridiculous. The definition of citizen is ridiculous under Amendment 13 of the Constitution, and Amendment 4, when you lose all your rights when you go through it. All that is such thing as punishment for a crime, but this is ridiculous. I mean, something has to change, but the only problem with that, that is why they're able to do what they are doing to black people, the police, by killing them. The police, they say, don't have a Bill of Rights. They do have a Bill of Rights. They have their own Bill of Rights. They really do. The police do, but it's upheld by the federal law. If to a certain extent, they are held up by the state and on the federal level. The Bill of Rights is, but some people say, no, they don't have a Bill of Rights or Constitution, but they do. They do. They do have one. They do have a Bill of Rights. Okay. So everyone who listens to this show, I hope I made sense. I hope I made plenty of sense about the things I'm saying. And congratulations, Mr. James Costa Jr. there in Atlanta. Congratulations to all those who came on my show who are already helping people who are reentering freedom, free society, America, free American society, to find jobs and who have like a 95% and 98% success rate. Congratulations to you all. Congratulations to all of you and Mr. Reverend Lionel Gann and all the others who have talked about prison reform and criminal justice reform. Congratulations. And I pray that it passes. All right, everyone. I hope I wasn't rambling too much. I hope I made plenty of sense. God bless everyone.